Hi, this is a follow-up visit dictation for Brennan Enfield, BRENNENANFIELD. Brennan Enfield, date of birth 6/16/2009, date of accident 11/4/2022, date of service 8/3/9/2023. The patient was last time was seen was on January 6/2023, and the mother forgot to bring the son over here, and they missed a visit, and they didn't come in February. Besides that, the patient report that his issue is in the upper back and mid-back in the thoracic area. By both sides of the spine, there is a lot of spasm. He denies any pain in the lower back, maybe one, just a little discomfort, no pain in the neck is reported. There is some pain in the left knee, which is usually one or two, but it can become five. And he has no problem anymore in going upstairs or downstairs, and he can sit on the floor. It looked like he doesn't have a meniscus tear, but he does point out to suprapatellar and intrapatellar ligament, which is tender, and the rest of the knee examination was found to be completely normal. The patient reported that he can walk okay, he goes to the school okay, he sleeps only for 2 hours. And he's seeing a chiropractor once a week. That mother knows him for a long time, Dr. Jeffrey Heisman, who has referred this patient to ATI for physical therapy. And now he has no pain in the wrist, no pain in the neck, no pain in the lower back, only in the middle back. The pain level does vary from 1 to 7, and ADL are not affected beyond 5 at all. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. In the system review in neurology and psych, there is a difficulty sleeping, pain and numbness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking as reported by the patient. In the GI, GU, respiratory, none. No additional issues. There are patient report that the pains, the changes in the pain in last 1 month, patient report that pains tends to come and go, and Motrin seems to be a reliever of those pains. But the pain has not worsened. In fact, it is 70% better. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Motrin, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 142/95, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 1/6/2023. Dictation number is 0114-001. Well, the patient please put the general review, musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please put that there is a muscle spasm. Notice from T1 to T12 bilaterally on both sides of the spine. No trigger points are noticed, no tenderness. Just a general spasm is noticed, which is where the patient is experiencing pain. And the spine is completely normal. The range of motion of the spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 60x. Extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 50, bilateral rotation is 80, and the lumbar spine range of motions are completely normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, and bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension is not painful. And rest of the musculoskeleton examination is same, except in sacroiliac joint. There is no tenderness anymore in sacroiliac joint. Patient does not have any pain. The Faber test, the Gonsalin test are negative. Tender Lubbock sign is negative. The iliac compression and distraction test is also negative. So is the tending flexion test. Hence, nothing else is needed. In the left knee, only positive finding is that there is a tenderness in the suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon, for which injection has been offered to the patient. However, patient wants to try physical therapy first before going for injection treatment. And other than that, the patient is referred back to ATI, where the mother was to take her son for the therapy. And at this time, patient is pretty stable for physical therapy. melatonin, 5 milligram has been advised, which is over the counter, and 2 tablets of Advil twice a day has been advised to the patient. I have advised local heat and massage, and the patient is coming along very well. Physical therapy will be 2 times, and we'll see the evaluation from ATI, see how it does. So far, he is okay to go to school and okay to gym. Thank you.